WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 61 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by FiberMax Cotton Seed from Bayer Crop Science. FiberMax, official seed of the good life. Learn more at FiberMax.com. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A Navasota businessman is hospitalized in San Antonio after being shot. Family members say Mike Vivaldi of Team Auto was attempting to break up a disturbance between a man and a woman when the man went to his truck, pulled out a gun, and fired at least two shots. The shooting was in the parking lot of a nightclub where Vivaldi and some friends went after going to the Spurs game against Miami. Vivaldi, who was initially in critical condition, has stabilized and is expected to make a full recovery. The gunman and the woman involved in the disturbance drove away together and have not been found. Wednesday morning, state officials will hold what amounts to a court hearing regarding a proposed private landfill west of Easterwood Airport.
While outside the College Station city limits, it is in the ETJ, or extraterritorial jurisdiction. And opponents are back before the city council at its last meeting. Chris Kling concerned about medical waste going into the landfill, while the applicant has talked about accepting construction debris and demolition material.
The city of College Station may appear on that occasion and request status as an affected person in the contested case. And I would urge the city of College Station to do that.
Wednesday's hearing begins at 10:30 in the Brazos County Commission's meeting room. Anyone can attend, but speakers are limited to those who can demonstrate how they would be adversely affected in a way not common to the general public. The landfill site's off Highway 60 west of Highway 47. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Good Friday marked the 40th anniversary of the last American combat troops leaving Vietnam. Leaders of the Brazos Valley Veterans Memorial recently announced that they've reached 75% of their goal to construct a life-size memorial. And Boykin says they hope to complete fundraising to build and dedicate it in time for the 50th anniversary of the first U.S. involvement in 2015.
We have been named a commemorative partner in the United States 50th anniversary commemoration of the Vietnam War, and which was quite an honor. We had some folks from the Department of Defense who came down and saw the park. If our campaign continues as well as it has so far, there's a possibility we could dedicate this on Memorial Day of 2014 and then have an appropriate ceremony in 2015.
There's a link to the local Vietnam Memorial webpage on our website at WTAW.com. A motorcyclist was killed early yesterday morning at the intersection of Highway 6 and 14 just south of Bremont in Robertson County. Trooper Jimmy Morgan says the collision between 21-year-old Jason Mitchell of Bridgeport's motorcycle and 53-year-old James Chimmel of Bremont's truck was forceful enough that it knocked the truck sideways.
Obviously, the truck pulled out to the path of the motorcycle, but we're checking speeds and everything else that we can as far as contributing factors to the crash, but we have not filed any charges at this time.
Morgan says Mitchell was wearing a helmet. And if you visited College Station's University Dog Park recently, you've noticed some additions. Kathy Bice of the Aggieland Humane Society gave an update at the last city council meeting.
And if you haven't been out there, they've done an amazing job of fencing two areas of that park for short dogs and tall dogs. You can see the little tubes and the little sitting stools and the little ramps.
Bice says private contributions of $10,000 paid for the improvements. And the state's smoking vehicle program allows people to file a report with the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality when they are behind a vehicle spewing black smoke from its exhaust. So far, some 60,000 Texans have been reported. But Terry Clausen with the TCEQ says the number of reports are down since the program began in 2007, and that's good news.
The program is working, that the vehicle inspections that are around the state are working.
Clausen says the program is voluntary and the repairs are voluntary, not mandatory. WTAW News Time is 6:10. It's 61 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by FiberMax Cottonseed from Bayer Crop Science. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We were born in the heart of Texas, raised by Texas values, Small business entrepreneurs are the backbone of the American economy. They all need one important thing, capital. And Spirit of Texas Bank is the number one Texas-owned bank for small business production with locations in the Brazos Valley and surrounding counties. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Texas-owned, Texas-proud, the bank for Texans. Spirit of Texas Bank.
Good morning, 611. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
Today, it looks like we'll have some showers crossing the area at some point. Temperatures will be 70 to 75 this afternoon. Showers and thunderstorms are forecast for tonight. Lows will be near 60. We'll have showers and thunderstorms during the day tomorrow. Highs 65 to 70. Showers will end tomorrow night. Lows will be near 55. During Thursday, we'll have lots of sunshine. Highs on Thursday, only 60 to 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor, back where I belong. Coming up with sports, A&M baseball. We've got a they're playing tonight. Mel Dumizic is going pro, or at least she could be. We'll cover that for you and a whole lot more. And unfortunately, sad news about Jack Pardee. That and more with sports. We'll do that for you at 6:50.
Yeah, you don't have to pay attention the whole time when you're over there, right?
It is unnerving. I do not like trying to keep this show out of the ditch. That's all I'm saying.
Well, anyway.
You did a good job.
I thank you for sitting in so that I could take some time off for the first time in 2 years. And so there. Enjoyed it so much, I'll do it next week. Anyway, so there we are. We're back to kind of where we're supposed to be. And, you know, my key card still worked, so that was a good thing.
That's always good.
It always is.
When you work in radio, you come back, it works. That's a good sign.
Yeah, at least the guy who's in charge of that thought it was okay. All right, so here we go. And one of maybe the dumbest April Fool's pranks ever, a Virginia Waffle House worker allegedly called 911 to falsely report the restaurant was being robbed.
I thought you were going to say he called him to tell him he'd cleaned his hair.
Yeah.
Oh.
Huh?
It's a Waffle House.
Oh, well, but it's, yeah.
911, I have got clean hair. I'm at Waffle House.
I've never heard that before.
It's unusual.
It is, okay. Well, I haven't, you know, I have to say I've been to a Waffle House maybe twice in my life, but again, since we're a member of the SEC, by God, we need
yes,
a Waffle
we
House.
Do.
We're missing that tremendously. Nonetheless. And now, isn't the whole idea behind some sort of an April Fool's prank to make it something where a lot of people can be pranked or enjoy the prank? My thought is that actually just calling the police to tell them falsely that the restaurant had been robbed is not something that hundreds of people are going to be able to join in on and enjoy.
That's not that funny.
I was going to say, not to mention the fact that it's not funny.
Yeah, well, that too. And what, it's funny because the police showed up? Don't know. Anyway, if convicted, Susan Alexandra Tinker, we know all three names, that means it's not good, faces a maximum of 12 months in jail.
She's probably only 14.
Well, and I was going to ask, you know, what in the world was she thinking? But again, she works at a Waffle House.
It's gonna be a good
one of those people you're kind of glad works on Christmas Day. So that they're not in your house, you know.
Bazinga.
We got a lot of info.
Well, I mean, Kat, we can invite her to your house if you want her there on Christmas. My thought is probably
you know,
not.
I would have some stimulating conversation, I'm sure.
Yeah.
She can hang out with the old hobo.
That's right. Anything beyond what time is it and what's the temperature would probably be stimulating conversation for her.
But I'd be encouraging her to go to college.
That'll work.
For the very best in swimming pool maintenance, service, and repair, call the Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's also the service center and warranty provider for all major equipment manufacturers. The Pool Guy not only services what he sells, he'll even service what his competitors sell. The Pool Guy will make sure you and your family have a hassle-free swimming pool that's clean and safe to use all summer long. Call the Pool Guy, 575-6200, 575-6200, official corporate sponsor of Texas A&M Athletics, the Pool Guy.
Lemonade Day returns to Bryan College Station on May 5th. Hundreds of local kids will take part, learning how to own and operate their own business through a lemonade stand. It's fun, it's free, and kids get to keep the money they earn. We do need adult partners and volunteers to help participate. To learn more and register online, go to LemonadeDayBCS.com. That's LemonadeDayBCS.com. It's the third annual Lemonade Day in BCS.
Hey, News Talk 1620, WTAW, it's 616. It's today is National Love Your Children Day. So I guess if there were going to be a day for the entire year for you to do that, today would be the day.
Guess I'll have to give my cat some canned food today.
What? As opposed to kibble that you throw out on the floor and say, do your best?
Yeah, I know. You should give them the hard little granules that they crunch with their teeth.
Yeah, it'd be kibble, yeah. But I'm just saying, wouldn't we want to maybe love our children more than just one day a year?
Yeah, I was going to say thanks for the heads up.
Some parents just can't do it.
Well, some kids, no, it's Love Your Children Day.
And so I'm saying some parents just can't manage it all year long.
Really?
So it's good to have one day.
I guess so. So try a day at a time, right? Yeah, just try it a day at a time and see if that works.
So also, loving your kids like an AA meeting?
Yeah, really. Yeah. It's like today's National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day.
Now, that's something I can celebrate.
Again, a day? A day?
Well,
but again, yeah. Just remember there's some out there who'd go into anaphylactic shock. All right. All right, so we got birthdays.
Celebrity birthdays today are Aiden Turner from All My Children, 36. Michael Fish.
What's his name? Who's the first guy you did?
Aiden Turner.
Yeah. From
36 from All My Children.
Really?
Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, okay.
Michael Fassbender, 36 years old from the X-Men movies. He was Jonah Hex.
Yeah.
Also in Inglourious Bastards, 300. Yep. Interesting movies. Adam Rodriguez from CSI Miami, 38. Rosalind Sanchez, 40, from Without a Trace and Act of Valor. Billy Dean, remember him?
Whatever happened to Billy Dean?
He just kind of disappeared.
Wow, he did.
And for you kids listening, long before there's an American Idol, there's a thing called Star Search.
Yeah. Wow.
And he won it.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
I had no idea.
Billy Dean, 51 years old today. Yeah. Clark Gregg is 51 from Iron Man. Iron Man 1, 2, Thor.
Yeah, as many as they're going to make.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Karen Woodward, 52, the lead singer of Bananarama.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, I knew that. Big fan.
Yeah, for sure.
Christopher Maloney, 52, from Law & Order SVU.
Yeah, he made a lot of money when he was on that show.
Yep.
Highest paid, I think, non-comedic actor.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
Emmylou Harris, 66.
Oh, yeah.
Linda Hunt from NCIS, 68.
Shortest grown-up to ever win an Oscar.
Are you serious?
Yeah, she did. She won it for The Year of Living Dangerously with a guy named Mel Gibson. It was a really pretty good movie. And
it was.
What's interesting is she played a man.
I don't remember that movie at all.
Yeah. She was a photographer.
So she played a very short man?
Yep, that's right. I want to say in Thailand took place. Anyway,
I remember that.
Yeah, good movie.
Don Sutton.
Oh, yeah.
Pitcher Hall of Famer from the Atlanta Braves, 68, and Leon Russell, 71 years old.
Yeah, been here, but a long time ago.
And has played with pretty much everybody that has ever played an instrument.
It's a pretty interesting story about him. Not too long ago, I think Elton John found him not doing any gigs at all. I mean, just wasn't working. And for the time period when Elton John was coming up, Leon Russell was pretty well known, and if you remember, what is it, Superstar, the song the Carpenters did? I believe he wrote that.
I think that is good. Yeah. Well, really?
I believe he wrote that. Anyway, but he brought him back, and he was in a recording studio less than a year ago, and he's out playing gigs again at the age of 72.
So, very cool.
Yeah, it is. It's kind of fun for him to be able to do that. All right, there you go. It's 619.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
You know, I honestly thought that this was a April Fool's Day joke. President issued a presidential proclamation declaring April 2013 to be the National Financial Capability Month. And the proclamation reads, "Together we can prepare young people to tackle financial challenges." Really? From learning how to budget responsibly to saving for college or starting a business or opening a retirement account. I call upon all Americans to observe this month, which, with programs and activities to improve their understanding of financial principles and practices. Now, come on. It's coming from the guy who's added, headed to $7 trillion in national debt. He will have added at the end of his term more debt than every other president combined.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. And you know, the last thing you want to deal with is when you're running your business and you lose important computer files or not having them on hand when you need them. Well, I'm here to tell you about Mosey Pro.
It's a cloud service that backs up all the important business files automatically. You set it, you forget it. No matter what happens to your hard drive, you'll never lose any of your important data, your files, your information. Now, Mozy Pro also features a free mobile app, and it lets you access your important files anytime from any iPhone, iPad, Android phone, or tablet. You have emails, spreadsheets, presentations right at your fingertips at all times. Now, I use Mozy Pro to keep my stuff safe and available to me, and you should too. It's easy to set up, it's simple to use, and it costs 80% less than other solutions. Now get Mozy today. Now your business files will be protected, and you'll have access whenever you need it. That's Mozy.com, M-O-Z-Y.com. Learn how you can start protecting your files and have more access by going to Mozy, M-O-Z-Y.com.
Green Teams welcomes Capture Technology at Crescent Point to its family of customers. Like many other businesses, Capture Technology at Crescent Point uses Green Teams for interior landscaping. Green Teams also offers short-term plant rentals for events like weddings and conferences. Make your work environment more pleasant with plants. For more information about interior landscaping, call Kathy Martine with Green Teams, 823-7551. Green Teams.
A lot of ATMs need upgrades. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. An important deadline is looming for owners of automatic teller machines to upgrade their ATMs to authenticate transactions using computer chips instead of magnetic strips. After April 19th, MasterCard will no longer cover fraudulent withdrawals in which MasterCard-branded debit cards issued overseas are used at U.S. ATMs that have not been upgraded. It's expected only a small percentage of ATM owners will have their machines upgraded by the deadline that could leave the owners on the hook for millions of dollars in fraud losses. If you really read Playboy for the articles, you can subscribe to the publication's new iPhone app for $2 a month or $20 for the year. There'll be articles and interviews from the magazine, exclusive content, and some pictures, but no nudity to comply with Apple guidelines. Stock market futures are higher this morning. The spice maker McCormick & Company posted a first quarter profit of 57 cents a share. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Hi, I'm sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews with Cintas. The team with the white truck is famous for uniforms that make your team look like pros. But Cintas does so much more. Services like deep cleaning floors and bathrooms, delivering first aid and safety products, testing fire equipment, and shredding confidential documents. Visit Cintas.com to learn all the ways Cintas can be your business game changer. And tell them to bring in the team with the white truck. Cintas.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-319-MYTV. That's 877-319-MYTV.
Brenham National Bank offers practical solutions for your financial requirements. Whether you need money for real estate, a new car, or to grow your business, our experienced team of bankers can react quickly to the many opportunities that you encounter in life. As a local bank, we can provide answers promptly without waiting for approvals from other locations. Whatever your banking needs may be, Brenham National Bank wants to be your bank. Brenham National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Good morning, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's 625. Got some rain in the forecast, and that's good because we pretty much could use some of that. It's a 70% chance of showers today and tomorrow, and some of the rain could be heavy as far as the temps are concerned. And by the way, then Wednesday and Wednesday nights, it's 60 and 50% chance, so they could be hanging around a little bit. 75 or so for a high temperature today, about 67 for high temperature tomorrow, and then probably about the same, and then we're up to 72 on Friday and 78 by the time we get to the weekend. So see how all that works out. As far as the rain is concerned right now, it's all pretty well south of us. Actually, it's north of San Antonio and then kind of hooks down below I-10, and it's marching off to the east right now. So we'll see if any of that happens. And again, there's some up as far as the Metroplex is concerned. Looks like it's kind of tracking our way, but we may be about 2 hours away before 2 hours away from when the rain actually happens. As far as current conditions are concerned, we got some partly cloudy skies out there, and that's about it. And we've got 63 degrees.
Mom calls us her dynamic duo. We turn off lights that aren't being used and other stuff. She says we're saving the planet, but we know we save her gobs of money too. It's cool being superheroes. We're saving energy by turning things off. What can you do? Find out how the little changes add up at togetherwesave.com.
Brought to you by Mid-South Synergy. We work for you.
While it may sound simple, one reason wealthy people have more money than you is they ask for it. And you can too. I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
After I turned 40, my body started changing. I didn't feel as attractive as I used to.
I started experiencing hot flashes. But the weight gain, that was the worst. Especially the belly fat.
I started taking Ambrin and I finally lost the weight. It was so easy. I feel as beautiful today at 50 as I did when I was 30.
Thank goodness for Ambrin. It rebalances your hormones naturally, which relieves the symptoms of hormonal imbalance and menopause, like weight gain, hot flashes, fatigue, low libido, and more. Ambrin is the advanced all-natural formula, clinically shown to cause weight loss in women over 40, with no big change in lifestyle required.
Ambrin definitely made me feel energetic and sexy again.
For a limited time, you can try Ambrin risk-free and get a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-685-0205. That's 1-800-685-0205. 1-800-685-0205.
Would you like to be wealthy? There's something you can do that wealthy people do that almost always helps.
Ask for more money. Ask your boss. Go to your landlord and ask for less rent. There's all sorts of ways to ask.
Lewis Schiff, author of the book Business Brilliant.
We see consistently in the data that people are uncomfortable asking. You know, they don't want to lose their job. They don't want to appear greedy, whatever it might be. But when we survey the other side, let's say it's the HR department or it's the landlord, we see that there's an expectation that they're going to ask. So if you're expected to be asked for more, then you prepare for it. If the other party doesn't ask, the money is literally left on the table.
In a survey, only 25% of people asked for more money than they were initially offered at their first job.
And if you look at, on the other side of the table, the hiring managers, 9 out of 10 of them tell us that they're prepared to offer more money than the first offer. So that's 9 out of 10 willing to offer and 3 out of 4 unwilling to ask.
And Lewis says this is particularly important for women to understand.
Both men and women fail to ask, but at a much higher rate women fail to ask. Traditionally, this thing called the gender gap in pay, and the assumption is employers are paying women less. And what I'm suggesting is that women are asking for more money less often, and as a result, they are being paid less. But that's an asking gap. That's not a gender gap.
Tomorrow, more ways wealthy people make more money. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's something you should know.
He has starred as the Phantom in over 3,000 performances on Broadway and across the globe.
She is Broadway's longest-running Christine.
It's the musical event of the season. Broadway stars Brad Little and Sandra Joseph are just 2 of the 7 acclaimed Broadway singers coming to the Brazos Valley for the world premiere of Neil Berg's The Phantoms of the Opera.
Experience the finest songs and untold stories behind the great musicals and films inspired by Gaston LaRue's The Phantom of the Opera, the tale of obsession and desire that changed the Broadway musical forever.
3-time Tony Award nominee Mark Kudish directs 7 talented Broadway performers backed by a chorus of 120 in this never-before-seen musical spectacle.
2 nights only, Thursday and Friday, April 4th and 5th in Rutter Auditorium, sponsored by Mary and Tom Kirk.
Tickets on sale now.
Call 845-1234 or visit mscopus.org.
Don't miss the all-star theatrical concert celebration that is Neil Berg's The Phantoms of the Opera.
That's 845-1234.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 61 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Click on mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. A collision early yesterday morning killed a motorcyclist just south of Bremond. Trooper Jimmy Morgan says 21-year-old Jason Mitchell of Bridgeport was killed on impact at the intersection of Highway 6 and 14 after a truck driven by 53-year-old James Chimel of Bremond pulled into his path.
When he hit the motorcycle, he got ejected.
and then the truck was actually knocked sideways on impact. The motorcycle driver, Mr. Mitchell, was killed at impact. He was wearing a helmet.
Morgan says they're still looking at speeds and contributing factors to the crash, and they haven't filed any charges at this time. A trip to San Antonio ended in the hospital for an Avasota businessman. Mike Mivaldi of Team Auto, who was shot in the chest, is expected to make a full recovery. Family members say Vivaldi was with friends at the Spurs game against Miami and then went to a nightclub. In the club's parking lot walking to his car, Vivaldi tried to intervene in a fight between a man and a woman. The man got a gun from his truck and fired at least two shots. Police are still looking for the shooter and the woman who drove away after the gunfire. The College Station City Council continues to be asked to go on the record against a proposed private landfill off Highway 60 west of Highway 47.
Last year, state officials delayed final approval following last-minute opposition to the collection of demolition materials and construction debris. Many live in the brushy community, including Dorothy Butler.
We just need people to try to put themselves in our position and just think of having a landfill out where you live, with all kind of debris and all matters of germs.
Wednesday morning at 10:30, the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality will be in Bryan, holding what amounts to be a civil court hearing. The only speakers will be those who can prove how the landfill would negatively affect them in a way not common to the general public. The hearing takes place in the Brazos County Commission's meeting room. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Leaders of the Brazos Valley Veterans Memorial have announced they've achieved 75% of the funding for the next project. And Boykin says it's a life-sized bronze recognizing those who served in Vietnam.
And this will incorporate a fuselage and a kind of a cutaway of soldiers jumping out of the helicopter onto the ground. We felt very strongly that this was a war of our contemporaries, and they certainly did not get the welcome home that they deserved. And we really wanted to emphasize that this was an opportunity for us and for the community to come together and honor them.
Good Friday marked 40 years since the last American combat troops left Vietnam, and the year after next is the 50th anniversary of when U.S. involvement began. On our website at WTAW.com is a link to the Vietnam Memorial, the largest of the seven built so far. College Station's University Dog Park has been improved thanks to private contributions to the Aggieland Humane Society.
The people who take their dogs out there and know a little bit about agility or want to train their dogs have really enjoyed the equipment that's been installed. The equipment package was about a $10,000 gift, and we appreciate the animal lovers that helped us be able to make this to the community.
And Executive Director Kathy Bice told the City Council there are two fenced areas containing tubes and ramps, one for larger dogs and one for smaller breeds. And there's some temporary relief for Border Patrol agents. Every federal agency is facing a belt tightening thanks to sequester, but the Border Patrol is now postponing a plan to put agents on furlough and cut their pay. Sean Moran with the National Border Patrol Council is skeptical.
We're just afraid that down the road they're going to try it again, possibly tied with immigration reform.
He says the feds should make the relief permanent. WTAW News Time is 6:34. It's 61 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zorneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
For nearly 70 years, Producers Cooperative has been providing quality agricultural products and services to farmers and ranchers in the Brazos Valley. From a full line of livestock feed, seeds and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, it's all at Producers. Producers employs professionals with the expertise to provide technical assistance for your success. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas, north of 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
It's time for Bryan College Station's 2013 American Heart Association Go Red for Women Luncheon. The luncheon is an afternoon of inspiration, education, fundraising, and fun with a delicious seated meal and silent auction. Tickets are $50, and the luncheon is at 11:30 on Thursday, April 4th at the Hilton and College Station. For more information or to sponsor a table, please call 512-338-2425. Make it your mission to fight heart disease by calling 512-338-2425.
Good morning, 6:37, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Large area of high pressure will continue to build southward out of Canada. Right now what it's doing is it's drawing moisture up from the Gulf. We'll be seeing clouds and a few showers, high 70 to 75 today. Showers and maybe a thunderstorm or two tonight, lows around 60. Showers and thunderstorms possible tomorrow, high 65 to 70. The rain will taper off tomorrow night. It turns cooler, 55. Sunny and only 60 to 65 on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Aggie baseball cranks up tonight at 6:35. A senior sprinter for the A&M track team doing more than a little well. And an update on Kevin Ware, the Louisville guard, that if you saw the video, you cringed. Good news on that story and more coming up here in about 12, 15 minutes.
See, I didn't see that.
You don't.
And I have no reason to want to. You know, that's all. I understand that the CBS only showed it twice, which is good on them. Because, you know, if it's a NASCAR wreck, they have to show it 53 times. And they didn't this, and that's probably good.
It's...
Yeah. Well, it can happen. That kind of stuff happens. So the so yesterday, it was us against them, or them against us, however you want to do it. You got the conservatives on one side, and you got the liberals on the other side, in Texas, talking about Medicaid and what's going to happen. In this corner, Rick Perry and John Cornyn and Ted Cruz. They held a joint appearance at the Texas Capitol, and all of them, of course, condemning the medical expansion as the center part of the White House-backed health care reform. 2 hours later, at just about the same spot, we got Joaquin and Julian Castro from the Democrats. They held their own little gathering there, and you know they were cheering on the extending of the federal health care plan.
I have no idea you made such awesome voices.
Oh, well, you know, I've been doing this for a while. I learned that from Chase Murphy, actually.
That was awesome.
Well, thanks. It's just something different. But Rick Perry basically said yesterday, you know, we're not going to do it. We're just not going to do it. What the people who want Texas to do this are saying, well, gosh, there's $90 billion that this is going to cost the state of Texas over the next 10 years. But for his part, the governor said, quote, it would benefit no one in our state to see their taxes skyrocket, our economy crushed, as our budget crumbled under the weight of the oppressive Medicaid costs. Man, love those action words, you know? Those are good verbs. Crumble. Crushed.
Exactly. That's what a good writer always wants.
Sure,
is action verbs, because you don't want to say it's very bad.
No, no.
You want to say it crumbled.
So it was really, you know, he was out there doing that. So that was good. And obviously, as we've talked about before, we've got the highest share of uninsured residents in U.S. America, almost 30% of the adult population. Got a lot of kids in the CHIPS program. I mean, it's a real, real expense for the state of Texas. And the deal is, it's going to result in a lot of uncompensated hospital care every year, and the state's going to have to find money for that. But, you know, there's so many people who are saying that this is not going to work, that you're not going to be able to pay for it. And Perry continues to, you know, to hold on to that. And again, he had Cornyn and Cruz with him. And, you know, it's kind of interesting because yesterday the New York Times reported that there is a hiccup in implementing a major part of Obamacare.
Yes, they did.
They said affordable insurance for small health for small businesses, and affordable insurance for small businesses is going to be very difficult to put in place. The administration cited, quote, operational challenges, which means they don't know what the hell they're doing, okay? And it's going to, ooh, you mean we got to do this? Ooh, that could cost us some money. As a result, it said that most small employers buying insurance through an exchange will offer just a single health plan to their workers next year. Duh. I think that's what we had talked about. And guess what? It's going to cost a lot of money. So Rick Perry basically says, see, the New York Times reported this the same day that I said it. So we'll see how it all works out. But I have to agree, in actual putting it together, trying to make it happen, feet on the ground, where the rubber meets the road, all those great words, all those great phrases. I think it's going to be very, very hard to get this together. So we'll see. Hey, guess what they're doing in Dallas pretty soon?
Actually, what are they doing?
It's the George W. Bush Presidential Center. It'll be opening up here pretty soon. Steins have been installed on the North Central Expressway that will direct motorists to the Bush Center at Southern Methodist University. It opens to the public on May the 1st. It'll be dedicated April the 25th. That's a Tuesday coming up in a few weeks. And we had one of those here. You get a lot of famous people there. You know, like all the living presidents are there. And, they come in and tell jokes and say, gosh, why didn't I raise this much money? That's what Jimmy Carter basically says.
Oh.
He basically said, this is a pretty good gig. I should have done this.
I thought he said, all I got was peanuts.
Yeah, well, he probably did say something like that. We all thought, well, you know, had you been a better president, you might have gotten that. But it's true. So yesterday was the Easter egg roll, and that made news. First one was held in 1877 when Rutherford B. Hayes was president. How's that for a legacy? You got Thomas Jefferson with the, writer of the Declaration of Independence and Louisiana Purchase, Abraham Lincoln, the Emancipation Proclamation, and Rutherford B. Hayes. Let's roll some eggs out there on the White House.
You got to do what you're called to do.
That's exactly right. He thought it would be a really good idea, and so they did that. Now, and what's interesting is more than 30,000 people from 50 states turned out to celebrate, all chosen by random lottery. Who paid to get them there? Could I just ask that? I mean, I'm just wanting to know. I'm guessing that they didn't pay the runway. Easter Bunny was there. And let's see, also Colby Carrot and Eric Eggplant. Do we know them?
It's all part of the brainwashing of eating your vegetables.
There you go. Well, eating your vegetables would probably be a good idea, but there's some people who just aren't going to no matter
I'm
what.
Not going to eat it if there's a giant talking carrot that's my friend.
Yeah, well, that's... Oh, I see. I'm not going to eat Colby's arm off.
Oh, my gosh.
It
I'm not
going to
eat
Colby.
Mr.
Yes.
Eggplant's babies. Well, why would I do that? What a creepy thing.
Here's my other thought. How brave does Colby Carrot have to be hanging out next to a bunny, you know?
The Easter Bunny. Yeah, the eggplant's pretty safe. I mean, nobody likes those.
Well, yeah, that's true, unless you split them open and put cheese on them or something. But, Colby Carrot may have been asking for Secret Service protection. Yeah, no. Hey, watch the big guy with
no, that costs beard. Extra. We can't do
that's
that.
That's right. Couldn't do that.
It's a carrot concealed carry. That's what I want to know.
Yeah. 19,000 eggs were prepared, 14,500 of which were pre-painted with the rest available for the kids to paint.
Now, that's a little disappointing.
Yeah.
We do 12,000 at the George Bush Presidential Library.
Yeah.
Surely they can do more.
Good point. Yeah, good point. And somebody had to pay for those eggs, but it wasn't the taxpayer. Washington Post notes the budget tightening the White House had turned to corporate sponsors. So, in other words, a kid is holding up, I got an HP egg! Oh, boy! Yeah. Look here, I wonder if I can eat this. Oh, that's great. Corporate sponsorship of Easter. Now, and the...
What if there's like a Marlboro egg?
Yeah, that'd be... Now, see, there you go. That's it. Hey, who got the Bud Light
egg? Oh, wait, Pall Mall. That's what you always talk about,
Pall
Malls.
Yeah, that's right. Who got the Bud Light egg?
Well, you know, at some point, they're going to put something up on the White House. White House brought to you by Vespar.
Yeah, whatever,
paint company.
Yeah, whatever has to happen. I would
Vespar
agree.
Vespar keeps the White House white.
Yeah. So how'd the egg deal go to the library?
It's great.
Yeah. Weather was good.
As a matter of fact, we will talk to Will King here either today or tomorrow, I'm guessing.
Okay. And he'll be talking about that.
Yes, sir.
That's it. Well, again, and it was over in a minute and a half, which is...
It was actually less than a minute. We put a stopwatch on it.
They swarm like locusts.
Yeah. So now the other story coming out yesterday, of course, the president decided to make an appearance out there, with kiddos and all this, because it was a kind of a kid-oriented thing. And then he went and shot some hoop, and he sucked.
Yeah, he got hammered.
Wow, wow.
Went, what, 2 for 22?
2 for 22 in the basketball shooting performance, if you will.
You know, well, what's the big deal?
He's supposed to be good at it.
That's a racist thing to say.
What? No, it's not.
No, he's literally supposed to be a good basketball player.
He's supposed to be a good basketball player, of course. And Jay Carney said, quote, "The president doesn't get to practice probably as much as he would like to.
Because he's playing golf."
That's right. He's on the golf course.
He's developing the wrong muscles.
That's what they've got to do is they've got to get a hoop out on the golf course. If they'll do that, I mean, he'll be a two-sport president. That'd be just awesome.
He's not used to going through hoops. He makes the Republicans do that.
Oh, very. Listen to you. Oh, very good. Yeah. But that's it. He wants to be the first two-sport president, and he's not.
He needs to work with Dude Perfect.
Yeah, he does. That's right.
Yeah, we should get them to help the president.
Yeah. It says here, this is Jay Carney, having done a few shoot-arounds with him, he's a pretty good shot. Okay, once again, what would Jay Carney say?
Yeah. Well, Jay Carney has an off day sometimes.
Exactly. But he wouldn't say, having done a few shoot-arounds with him, this guy has no game. I mean, he wouldn't say that, so he didn't. And but that's kind of fun. I'd like to hear. I mean, he was mic'd up, I guess, and after about the first five clunkers, it probably was getting to be kind of uncomfy. Come on, Mr. President. Come on. But he was, what, 0 for 18 to start or something like that?
So something like that,
took a while to get there. Let's see what else. Oh, good. We've given the Kennedys another job. The president has picked Caroline Kennedy to be the next ambassador to Japan.
How about that?
Oh, yeah. I just stumbled on something here.
Yeah.
We got duped yesterday.
Oh, what happened?
I found this story about drones delivering newspapers in France.
You know, I heard about that. It
just sounded weird to me.
Me too, but it looked like it was a free... It wasn't. It was completely made up for April Fool's Day.
Well, did you see the BBC one about Earth has exploded? We are all dead. I'm writing this from the afterlife.
Oh, very nice.
That was one of the articles yesterday.
Well, the thing is, at least from what I read about the French one, it was believable, I guess, on some level.
Well, the San Francisco Chronicle had it on their website for half the day.
Oh my!
So I'm not the only one that fell for it.
Oh wow! Yeah.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
When it's time to choose a pediatrician, wouldn't it be great if you could find a place where all the physicians are board certified by the American Academy of Pediatrics, or a practice that's been voted best of the Brazos Valley, or maybe a practice with 3 Texas Monthly Super Doctors on staff? At University Pediatric Association, you'll find all that and more. For 35 years, UPA has cared for generations of Brazos Valley families, and we're ready to help take care of yours. To learn more, click on upadocs.com or follow us on Facebook. UPA. Every child deserves a specialist.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producers Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producers Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, April 6th, it's Garden Pest Management. Many products, many options, and timing is important. Come learn about them all at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
We don't do a lot of planning when it comes to fencing our yards. We determine the absolute outside boundaries to the property, then we erect a tall wooden barricade there, or at least that's the way it seems. That's a pity, too, because there are so many other great ways to put fencing to work without creating yet another square wooden casket for our plantings. Fencing can be attractive. It can be exciting. I'll have details right after this message. It's absolutely our best poster offer ever. Get all 4 highly informative, full-color, 15x30-inch heavy cardstock posters and a 1-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine. Together, it's more than a $71 value for only $34. The posters include our 100 best Texas landscape plants. That's the best trees, shrubs, vines, and ground covers. It's a very large chart. It gives you every last detail to help you make the best selections. 100 best Texas annual flowers, 120 best Texas perennials, all 120 crepe myrtle varieties. Complete details on every plant on every poster. Each poster is like a book of its own. All four posters and the magazine subscription, only $34. Posters alone would normally be $48. You pay only $34 total, you get the magazine subscription as well. 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769. You need to determine why you want a fence in the first place. If it's for privacy, you might be able to plant tall shrubs instead. If it's for security, there are other options that aren't so totally enclosing. If it's to keep pets and kids in place, you have those same open options. Maybe it's strictly aesthetic, in which case there certainly are better choices than long rows of lumber. Welded wire fencing, for example, can be just as secure as a wooden fence. It will confine pets and keep the kids out of the alley, but it allows free movement of air. If your yard overlooks something attractive, a welded wire fence can be a triumph of openness. If you need to screen it somewhat, you can always plant vines in strategic spots. Anchor it firmly and use decay-resistant posts for the best permanence. Now, don't confuse this with chain link or chicken wire. This is rectangular grid fencing that's available in a variety of spacings. Split rail and picket fencing are both used for their good looks. In fact, the rail fencing will do little more than enclose a piece of ground psychologically. Kids will love to climb on it, and pets will run right through it. About all it does is delineate a part of your garden. Nonetheless, it's an important option in certain circumstances. Now, my experience with split rail fencing is it doesn't last very well. That's one consideration. It does start to go downhill after 8 or 10 years. Picket fencing, on the other hand, is much more formal. It really will keep small beings in their places. It's rigidly formal, and it requires frequent and high maintenance because of painting, but it's worth it in special locations. Use it to enclose a traditional or old English-style cottage garden near a patio or entryway. Wrought iron says things for a fence that no other material, either man-made or natural, can offer. It's permanent, it's secure, and it is handsome. You can even have special designs made for you, and they are wonderful. Wrought iron doesn't have to be black or white either. You can paint it to match trim color, for example. Brick walls are the ultimate option. Try to match the brick in your house exactly and consider having your mason lay the bricks in open basket weave patterns to allow movement of air through the wall. Since these are expensive and as permanent as your house, you'll want to plan your brick wall carefully. Consider hiring an architect or landscape architect to help with the design and the construction details. Now, there really are some wonderful options. Don't forget also vinyl fencing. Big strides have been made in it. I'm Neil Sperry. Get the most out of shade trees in our next program. Until then, thanks so much for listening and happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your sports on, sports radio. I'm sorry, on WTAW. It is 6:53. Aggie Baseball will try to get back on track tonight as they host UTSA Roadrunners to start an 8-game homestand. The Maroon and White have played well at Olsen Field this season, sporting a 14-3 record. The Aggs enter the homestand with a 9-game home winning streak and are 8-0 in midweek games this year. The boys of summer are looking to build a little momentum following being swept by South Carolina this past weekend. It's the first time the Aggs have been swept, dating back to April of 2012. First pitch tonight, 6:35, all the action on Newstalk 1620 WTAW. Texas A&M senior Mel Dumazich was selected by the Chicago Bandits as the 15th pick overall in the 2013 National Pro Fast Pitch Draft on Monday. The number 22 Texas A&M women's golf team has moved up 2 places in 7th place in the SDSU Invitational in Rancho Santa Fe, California. The Aggies shot the 5th lowest score on the day as they climbed the leaderboard to 7th. Top-ranked Southern Cal leads the field at 11 under. A&M senior sprinter Amiri Webb was recognized as the Men's National Athlete of the Week. Webb was also named the Texas Relay's most outstanding performer after winning the 100 meters in world-leading time, and it's, by the way, a career best for him, and that places him 8th all-time on the Aggies list. Webb also ran 2 winning legs of the relays in the 4x100 and 4x200, both current U.S. and collegiate leaders. Kevin Ware, the Louisville guard who broke his tibia in horrific fashion during the Cardinals' Elite 8 game, Sunday against Duke, is hoping to be discharged from an Indianapolis hospital today and return to his teammates at school. Here's Cardinals coach Rick Pitino.
tremendous. The hospital's been tremendous, and they operated right away on him. He's not in any pain, so we're real pleased with that. He'll come back tomorrow to Louisville and travel with the team to Atlanta.
Staying in the NCAA, Tubby Smith has agreed to terms to become the next coach at Texas Tech and run their basketball program. The school made that announcement yesterday. Victor Fastish made 26 saves for the third shutout of the season, leading the Anaheim Ducks to a 4-0 victory over the reeling Dallas Stars. In the NBA,
comes back right around an Oxic screen pick and roll, the bouncer, and another dunk for Omer Asik, who has 22 points to tie a career high.
And that's where he stayed at 22 points. He also grabbed 18 rebounds, and the Rockets beat the Orlando Magic 111-103. Mike Conley drove in for a layup with 0.06 seconds left in the Memphis Grizzlies' rally to beat the San Antonio Spurs 92-90 for their third straight victory. And finally, unfortunately, we have to end on a sad note. Jake Pardee, one of Bear Bryant's Junction boys at A&M, went on to become an all-pro linebacker and NFL coach, has passed away. He has survived a bout of melanoma when he was 28 years old in the middle of his NFL career. Pardee played three seasons at A&M and was the 14th overall pick in 1957. In the NFL draft, he went to Los Angeles. He played for the Rams from 57 to 64, sat out a year to deal with the melanoma, played seven more seasons, and he finished his playing career with the Washington Redskins in 1973. Pardee and his wife, Phyllis, were married for more than 50 years and have five children and 12 grandchildren. Funeral arrangements are pending. Pardee was 76. That's your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, Aggieland, have you ever had a cowboy tell you, "Pardon my dust"? I didn't think so. Well, Sterling Auto Group is under construction, and to make room, we're offering the lowest prices on every new vehicle in stock. So what are you waiting for? Go ahead, make your deal.
It's the Construction Reduction Sales Event going on now at Sterling Kia. And to make room, all inventory must go, regardless of profit. Plus, Sterling Kia will terminate the lease or loan on your old gas guzzler, even if you owe thousands more than it's worth, so you can drive home a new Kia for less. 2013 Kia Soul, just $159 per month. 2013 Kia Optima, just $189 per month. Plus, if you have a job bringing home $350 per week, Sterling Kia wants to approve your credit, even if it's less than perfect. And all new Kias are backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty. Sterling Kia, 197 North Earl Runner Freeway in Bryan. Call 979-846-0607 or online at sterlingautogroup.net. 36-month Optima, 39-month Soul, 12,000 miles per year lease, $24.92 at signing, plus TT&L first payment and fees. With approved credit, includes security deposit, trade balance carried to new loan. Offer includes all incentives.
Just let me catch my breath.
See, I feel like I've gone as far as I can here.
Finding qualified employees is so hard.
Okay, Mrs. Flower, Mrs. Flower, please don't grovel. I set you up on AggielandHelpWanted.com. You can post as many jobs as you like for one low price.
Oh, why?
And with the resume access option, it's easy to zero in on the perfect employee.
You were the perfect employee.
Okay, I'm walking out now, Mrs. Flower. Let go. Please let go. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Make a date for free family fun and get up close and personal with many wonders of science and technology at the 2013 Physics and Engineering Festival, Saturday, April the 6th at Texas A&M University. Unleash your inner scientist aboard a square-wheeled bicycle or try your hand at generating electricity and shooting balloons with lasers. Three of the roughly 100 exciting interactive exhibits on display from 10 to 4 at the Mitchell Physics Building on the Texas A&M campus. No fees or tickets are required for the free event, which will feature three fantastic bubble shows at 11, 1, and 2 by internationally acclaimed bubble artist Tom Noddy, as well as lectures at 1 and 2 with Nobel Prize winner David Lee and Dudley Hirschbach. The day will conclude at 4 p.m. with a public lecture about the accelerating universe by Harvard University astronomer Robert Kirshner, author of the popular book The Extravagant Universe. For more information on the exciting afternoon, guaranteed to please kids of all ages, visit physicsfestival.tamu.edu.
Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast, brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. 70% chances of heavy rain today and tonight. High today around 70.